Russia doesn't seem to care what we in the West think of it. The Russian government, I mean. Just look at the Kremlin's ongoing crackdown on human rights activists and non-governmental organizations, a crackdown that many in the West have condemned to no apparent effect in Moscow. The latest example is the case of Jennifer Gaspar. She's the American wife of the prominent Russian human rights lawyer Ivan Pavlov. She's lived in Russia for 10 years working for various NGOs. But yesterday, Gaspar got a letter labeling her a national security threat and ordering her to leave the country. Gaspar and Pavlov spoke to me from their St. Petersburg home. I asked her what legal weight that letter carried.
I think, as far as I can tell, the heaviest weight possible of any deportation order. It's quite serious and it has to be observed and I have to leave or I have to appeal through the court system.
Right. And if you didn't do either of those, they would put you in jail?
Or escort me to the nearest airport. I'm not quite sure what the process is, and I hope not to find out. Maybe Ivan's a better person to answer that.
It's not very clear in our legislation. And now status of Jennifer is also unclear. We apply to the court, but we expecting decision about this maybe on the beginning of next week.
Jennifer, why is this happening to you? I mean, what were you doing that merited the Russian government saying you're a threat to national security?
That's a question we've been asking ourselves quite a bit. I've worked with organizations ranging from children's charities to cultural organizations to groups working with people living with HIV and AIDS to, yes, human rights groups. But quite honestly, it's hard for me to fathom how the work that I've been doing in trying to help organizations become better managed, become more open and accountable to the public, to their donors, how that would constitute a threat to Russia's national security.
Were you working on any highly sensitive cases or any high-profile individuals recently?
No. I've been working with State Hermitage Museum, which on helping them raise money for their contemporary arts collection. I've been working with a group in Prague on reporting for accountability and legal defense for NGOs. But I've also been working on governance issues for children's charities and fundraising. And it's really quite a mixed bag because I wear many hats.
Ivan Pavlov, what's going on here? I mean, you're a human rights lawyer. Do you think this is kind of guilt by association?
You know, I think it's like Jennifer calls it ideal storm when all circumstances happened in one place in the same time. Like Jennifer is, has American citizenship.
Okay.
I am a human rights lawyer with a 20 years practice in Russia and took part in high profile cases here. So, and maybe it's like not vendetta, how to say it's, to punish some American citizenship, like an anti-sanction activity of the... It's like to put a, Star of David on an armband.
You've also got some urgent family considerations to deal with, too. You have a 5-year-old daughter, the two of you. What's going to happen to her?
Well, we stay together. We stay together.
The no three of you?
Yes.
So absolutely. You're either all three staying in Russia or you're all leaving together?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not an issue for us.
No,
it's
not a question. And the idea of being separated by my family with such an absurd accusation, I mean, there's no other choice but to fight this.
Wouldn't it just be easier for the three of you, since you've got family back here in the U.S., Jennifer, to return to the U.S.?
It's always an option, and we're very grateful that that's an option, but... What we feel very strongly is not an option right now, particularly with Ivan's work and what's happening in Russia, that we want to be close enough. We want to be able to go back and forth just so that he can keep running and doing the work that he's been doing. It's not quite as easy to do that from the U.S.
Where would you be able to do that? That would put you in proximity to Russia.
We're looking at a few options right now. I mean, certainly, we're in St. Petersburg, which is very close to many Baltic states and Eastern Europe, and we're discussing all of the possible eventualities.
Jennifer Gaspar and her husband Ivan Pavlov, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.